Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Hey guys, Lady Luck here. Are you going on any road trips this summer? I know I'm going to be going on a bunch of road trips. And being that I'm going to be passenger princess, I love playing on SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest has all of my favorite slot games, live blackjack, live craps. Head on over to SpinQuest right now and get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
The Bert Show.
Denise, our listener Denise here, is in her office right now and needs to make a decision quickly, and it's called us for our advice. The question really boils down to, should I knock or should I not knock? And that means narc. Should I tell? Hey, Denise, good morning. You're on the Bert Show. What's going on?
Good morning. You're right. I do not have long. But I'm calling my office so I can have a sec. Okay, so I have a strong reason to believe that a colleague of mine, she's been smoking a weed pen or using a weed pen in the office bathroom during her breaks. We're on this big case, and I just walked into the bathroom, and she was in there washing her hands, and I totally smelled the weed. And this isn't the first time, and I've sort of listed why I'm so sure that she does this regularly. She takes frequent long bathroom breaks, and she'll just disappear for like an extended period of time. Oh, and we're on a case because I forgot to mention we're paralegals.
So this is a high stress, kind of high stakes job, you would say.
Absolutely. And, you know, I don't really care that there's like a lingering, you know, smell in the bathroom, but, you know, she comes back from these breaks and she's just like relaxed and, you know, yeah, I'm a stress ball. So,
you jealous?
Jealousy.
I know this is a very serious thing here, but
but she's also got like red eyes and she's sluggish and she's not helping. And, you know,
is it affecting her job, Denise?
Well, she's already been in trouble for billing extra hours, you know, not putting enough effort in her clients. And so, I mean, she's not exactly a model employee, but it's not, but it's not like she's stolen records or anything, you know.
Yeah, there's been no egregious error, but you do think it's like affecting her.
Yeah.
So I did a quick Google search here. And I'm kind of stunned by the answer. I put percentage of Americans that get high at work, right? Recent article says that 22.5% of people admit to consuming drugs or alcohol at work. That's 1 in 5. So one of you in here right now is either drunk or stoned.
Well, depending on the day, it might be me. Right? Depending on the bit, it might be me.
That is high. Wow.
So Denise, the job, she's not like lifting heavy things, and nobody is in danger here, except that it could be absolutely changing the quality of work and can shape the case that you guys are trying to build, correct?
Exactly. You know, she's not, you know, paying attention to, you know, let's say we're looking at phone records or something, she, you know, misses things. That's going to seriously affect the case.
So,
at the same time, a lot of times we're doing stuff and it's not like we're not surgeons or anything.
Does this appear to be a problem for others in the office too, or does this only seem to be a problem for you?
haven't said anything. I mean, I don't even know if anyone else has noticed. You know, her, you know, when she gets the munchies. Mm-hmm. But you know, it's like it's a serious consequence, right? You know, if I report this, there's a seriously good chance that she'll be fired.
Yeah, Denise.
I don't know if I don't know if I want to be the one to rat around.
Denise, hearing you talk, it's bringing up some not so fond memories of high school and college. And it's bringing out a side of me that used to be a big narc in high school, because I don't know if you've ever worked on a group project and you're the one putting in all of the effort and you're really trying to get a good grade and show your boss or your teacher that you know what's up, that you're going to get that A.
I have not been that person, but I can understand the frustration.
And then you have that one person that is just skirting by. They're always trying to get out of their effort. And it's so frustrating, because it doesn't feel like there's one thing that you can latch onto, and finally they give you something and you feel like you can narc. I don't know. I'm kind of leaning towards narc.
Is that what you're feeling right now, what Abby's communicating?
Well, I don't know the best way to handle it. And, you know, so the four that I've put out is, do I tell my boss directly? Do I just report it to HR? I could send an anonymous email, or I could literally just stay out of it completely.
Okay. Let's go around the table here just real quick. What do you do, Ma?
If it's me, honestly, if it's not affecting the bottom line, I mean, if it really is, then sometimes you got to do what you got to do. But if it's not affecting the bottom line of the work getting done, then I am just a worry about yourself kind of person. I don't feel like you should involve yourself with getting that woman fired.
Oh, I'm narking. I am narking so hard. And this is the reason why they have HR. So you can send these complaints so that the people in charge can make the decision, and you don't have to necessarily be the person that's going to get them fired. All you have to do is report what's going on in the office and how you feel like it's affecting your work. I mean, being a paralegal is a big job. It's not like you guys are just, you know, laying around doing, talking on the radio.
Listener Zach here is just taking a big hit of weed, and now he's called with an opinion. Just kidding. Hey, Zach, good morning.
Oh, I just hit a huge hit. You're definitely right about that.
Okay. I was making a joke, but all right. So should she narc or not?
I'm part of the 22.5% you talked about. And no, you don't narc. Like, people's lives are hard already. Like, you know what I'm saying? Everybody thinks life is so hard, but it's really not. People are just trying to get day by day. And, like, it really sounds like you haven't talked to anybody else in your office. So, like, it's only your opinion, which means, like, are you the Karen of your office?
Are you,
I don't know.
Are you high right now, dude?
Nah, I just left work, so I'm drinking.
That's my favorite call of all time, man.
It's 7:32 a.m. Who hurt you?
Hey, there's a reason why screwdrivers and mimosas exist, because they got OJ in them, okay?
It's happy hour somewhere.
Please, Zach, run for office. Please, my man. I would say take the HR route, the anonymous HR route.
If you have seen a noticeable effect on her work and it's affecting clients, then, yeah, I'd say you probably need to hit up HR.
That's the thing, is I feel torn because, you know, on the one hand, like, he's right. She's an adult woman making bad choices, but, you know, it's not my job to police her.
Right. Well, the good news is she's not Zach, so we got that going for us.
The Burt Show.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. Forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Whether it's slots or live dealers, SpinQuest.com has the fun and action you're looking for with SpinQuest exclusives, blackjack, roulette, baccarat, and even live dice with craps and bubble craps. The games never stop, so you don't have to. And right now, new users get $30 coin packs for just $10. Play now at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Are you a knock?
I'm sorry?
Are you a knock?
A knock. I don't know what that is.
A knock.
A knock. Am I speaking Japanese?
Yeah, listen to him.
I'm going to sound it out for you.
Are you or are you not a knock? Like Johnny Depp in 21 Jump Street.
I see. Okay, a narc.
A narc, yes.
Which is what we're talking about this morning. Denise hit us up just a couple of minutes ago, and she's wondering if she should knock on her her coworker. They're working. They are working on a case together. She's calling us from the tugboat. On Lake Lanier. you better get there before the bridge goes down.
I'm making an espresso. I'm so sorry, you guys.
You're good. So Denise hits us up, and she is a paralegal, and they are working in her office on a major case. She's in the office early, and she realizes that her coworker has dipped into the bathroom and has broken out the pen, has been smoking weed this morning. So she's wondering, should she knock to the boss or not? She called us like 10 minutes ago. We thought we were done with this for the day. So what's going on, Denise?
Okay, so I wrote out an email to HR, and I haven't hit send yet. But I just feel like, I think you're right. I think it's the right thing to do by our clients. And, you know, she's a professional. She's not, you know, handling her stuff professionally.
All right, what's the email say?
Okay, here's what I wrote. I wanted to bring a sensitive matter to your attention, and I would appreciate being kept anonymous. I read that a colleague has been using a marijuana device in the office bathroom during business hours. There have been multiple instances of prolonged bathroom use, a distinct odor, and a noticeable behavior change afterwards. Given our profession and workplace standards, I felt it was important to report this. I trust HR to handle this appropriately and discreetly. Please let me know if you need any further details. Oh, I'm going to have a heart attack.
All right. And you sent that from iamanark@aol.com.
She hasn't hit send yet. Okay. That's the email she has sitting in front of her. If you're so stressed about it.
Or do I just...
Well, first, maybe ask your coworker for a hit of the pen. It'll relax you a bit.
We'll clear your mind.
Yeah, you're the problem. Not your coworker. Well, I got Zach in the back of my head. He's so disappointed in the first show this morning. Our last caller.
Zach was the one that called in, told us not to narc, and that he was already drinking at 7:30. Yeah,
no, he's too buzzed to be mad at us.
Yeah, amen is happy. Trust me.
Look, if this is going to clear your conscience and you think you're doing the right thing, look, it's not... You shouldn't feel any guilt about this. She's the one that came in. I mean, you guys are in the law. I mean, you're in the industry.
Yeah.
And she's smoking weed right down the hall. So I don't think it's totally out of line for you to send this. It's anonymous. Get it off your chest. Do the right thing and just be done with it. I mean, don't take the responsibility for what happens to her. She's the one that brought it into the office, I guess is what I'm saying.
Yeah, I do feel like if it's on your conscience and there's a reason, and if you feel the fact that you want to do it that way, I do think there's a reason. But hey, if you feel like it's going to help the bottom line for the company, then I understand why you feel like you got to do what you got to do.
All right, Denise, give us an update when you get off of the boat tomorrow and let us know exactly how when, okay?
She sounded like she's hit the weed pen.
Yeah, she need it.
I'm glad you took my advice, Denise.
The Bert Show.
All right, Kristen, I am excited about today.
Are you now?
Yeah, so excited, in fact.
Oh, Lord. You brought props.
Did he bring his weed pen?
The shorts I'll be wearing to our workout today.
Oh, my God.
Oh, you got the hoochie daddies.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Giving legs.
All right, man.
Sky's out, thighs out.
Yeah. Okay.
The tank dog with the big big arms on it.
Am I going to see your nipples today?
You're going to see more than that. So I told you guys yesterday, Kristen's just annoying me with this whole workout thing. I mean, she's talking about it for so long. Oh, I got to get into the gym. Oh, I don't want to go into the gym. I'm going to go into the gym, but I don't want to sweat. Oh, my doctor says that I'm about to die if I don't go into the gym, but should I go?
Okay. Nurse practitioner never said death was imminent, but that
it was heavily implied, though.
Yeah. Yes, it was. But I desperately need to do some strength training.
Oh, I'm not taking this seriously enough because I don't love my child enough.
Don't try to help me. I just want to complain.
Right. Don't you want to be around for those 15 summers you have left?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wait. I'm sorry. 14.
Yes, we're down to 14 now.
God, I mean, we're talking about a 20-minute workout. The latest excuse is she's got a free gym downstairs that she passes every day out
to. I don't pass it every day. I have to go in the opposite direction of the front door to go to it. It's there.
It's 30 feet. It's 30 feet. You could go one way out the exit door to the car, but I know that's too much cardio for you. So she's had people wheeling her lately.
No, whatever.
And to the left, she could go to the gym. And all she wants is 20 minutes. That's it, 20 minutes. The latest excuse is, I don't know how the equipment works, and I don't want to go in there and feel the insecurity of that. It's just excuse after excuse after excuse.
I do come up with a lot of excuses. But when we were discussing this at dinner the other night, I wasn't looking for a solution. I was just looking for a sounding board so I could complain. But apparently, that wasn't good enough for you.
So I was swooping right in, and I said yesterday, Kristen, I'm not going to work out with you. Just let me go down there with you.
I don't want you to.
I'm not going to. let me go down there. It'll take less than 5 minutes. I'll show you how each piece of equipment down there works. Yeah. I haven't even been down there. I'm assuming there's not a whole bunch of stuff down there.
No, it's not that much.
Yeah, right? So it'll take me less than 5 minutes just to show you how to work out properly on the things we got down there. And you agreed that, yes, we can do that today.
Yes.
And I woke up excited about it.
I'm glad you did.
Found the brightest colors you can find.
It's 20 minutes. All right, now Abby made a suggestion yesterday also.
I did make a suggestion just because we do like to heighten the stakes a little bit here on the Burt Show. And because we were talking about Jelly Roll, who says that in a little over a year, he plans on being on the cover of like Men's Fitness or something. And he wants to show people that if I can do it, if I can lose hundreds of pounds and then stand on, stand in front of a magazine, in front of the world and show what I've done, you can do it too. So I decided to enact a bet for Kristen where if she doesn't hold up her end of the bargain for her son, for her own health, for her nurse practitioner, she has to be on the cover of a local Atlanta magazine.
All right, so I happen to be in town for a while here. So I called up Joanne Cohen Hayes and Sunny Hayes, the founder and publishers of Simply Buckhead Magazine.
What are you doing?
Okay. That are willing to help you out.
Hey, they're here.
Joanne. Oh, hey. There they are.
What? Look at that. You're bringing people in studio for this?
Extra pressure on you today. Hey, guys. Hey, thanks for coming in. Yeah, so this is Joanne, and this is Sunny Hayes from Simply Buckhead Magazine. They have been friends of The Burt Show and of Q99.7 for the longest time. I hit her up yesterday, and I told her what was going on. How you doing, Sunny?
I'm doing good.
Good. Good to see you, man.
Yeah, they have done articles on Burt's Big Adventure before. Uh-huh. We have definitely crossed paths. I would say it's lovely to see you, but I'm gonna reserve that until I hear what you have in store for me.
Yes.
Joanne, the motivation to stay healthy for her child hasn't been enough. So we thought maybe some public humiliation with a cover or a feature, just to give her some proper motivation, might work with this idea that Abby had. Can you help out?
So I spoke with Burt yesterday, and thank you so much. What a great opportunity. And we thank you for your friendship to our magazine all these years as well. We know that we have featured you before for what you did with your lovely registry when you got married.
Thank you.
And of course, we've worked with Burt on some travel pieces as well as the show and Burt's Big Adventure. But we wanted to make an offer to you that if you achieve the goals that have been set for you, that we would do a beautiful wellness feature in an upcoming issue of our magazine where you could tell the story of why and how you got yourself into the physical place that you need to be for your son and your family and your life.
Now, there's a little bit of a problem here because there haven't been any goals set. The goal is just to get her down there for 20 minutes today.
We literally may have an opportunity that's even bigger than that for you just because of some friendships we have, but no pressure.
No, none. I'm not feeling any pressure right now at all.
The same pressure too, by the way.
As you can see, we're dressed the part because that's where we're headed next. And I did something almost exactly like this in 2011 for myself. When I moved to Atlanta, I was very, very busy raising stepsons, and Sonny was traveling, and I was used to exercising my whole life, yoga, all the things that you love too. And I just had no time. I couldn't find a place. We were living in Covington at the time.
Or energy, and it's so sad because if you work out, you get more energy, but you have to have the energy to begin with to work out, and that therein lies the problem.
It's true. It is an intimidating journey to start with, for sure. I'm giving her a hard time, but I definitely understand where she's coming from.
Well, you do because you do it also. We had this conversation yesterday about you, that you have to work very hard at making sure that you go even and have a purpose to go, even when you don't feel like going. So I was challenged by my team. I was going on a belated honeymoon, and I was challenged by my team to find a trainer and whip myself into shape in 8 weeks so I could put my bikini back on.
Okay.
And they gave me three trainers, and I called all three, and one of them called me back and said, come see me on Tuesday. I started working out there, and I've been there now 14 years.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
And
impressive.
I train 2 to 3 days a week, usually three. And I did it through breast cancer. I did it through a hip replacement. And I've not changed that routine over the years. And now Sonny's actually coming to the gym with me. So it's kind of a family thing now that we're empty nesters. But I did it back then for my health as well.
Yep.
And I really felt like it added something different. And strength training for women is very important.
I did not realize how important it was, especially for women of a certain age, because I am 45 and I'm going through perimenopause.
I could be your mom. I could be your mom.
Well, you don't look like you could be my mom.
Well, I'm 64, so.
Good kudos.
Yeah, because the trainer she's using, man.
So, yeah. I'm going to Stat Wellness because I'm trying to. I had been very transparent, was dealing with a lot of UTI issues, and we've got that taken care of. So now the next step was working on hormones and getting, you know, hormones regulated. And then every time I go and I do that body analysis, it's very apparent that I need to work on my strength training. Not even more so for now, but for down the road and how my body is going to appreciate it. And I do, like, I got a growing toddler, and he's getting heavier and heavier by the day, and which is why I strained my back, and I pulled my back and pulled a muscle on my back, was lifting him up. And that is something that could have been prevented courtesy of strength training.
So will you use this as motivation to start working out regularly? I don't know what our goals are here, but we'll have to work that out. That's for yourself. You know, that's for you to decide.
Okay.
And if you reach those goals, then Simply Buckhead will give props in their magazine.
That is a very, very gracious offer. You're so sweet to come. It's comical to me, knowing what my current routine is, that I would be featured in a wellness feature.
Well, you got a ways to go.
It's a journey, so.
Haven't earned it yet.
No, not at all. That's what I'm saying. Like, I'm looking at the future here, and I'm like, you want who? You want me to what?
We do, because these are the stories that are inspiring to our readers. And, you know, as I said, me personally, I did it, and it was so hard, and it turned out to be so gratifying, and I kept it as a life-changing habit because I knew what it would do for me in the future. And sure enough, hip replacement, breast cancer, all these things that ended up being so valuable that I was physically able to manage those things and get back in shape so much quicker. And I did it for myself and I did it for my family. I was raising boys and, you know, dealing with that and having a business. So it was very hard.
Yeah.
But the team wrote about my journey, and they combined it with me working out with a trainer locally and going on my honeymoon. And then I wrote a travel piece about my honeymoon in the same issue.
These are amazing tax write-offs. That's all I'm hearing. Yeah, it's healthy, but it's also great tax write-offs. So are you willing to take this bit of a challenge?
Do it.
I am willing to do that.
Okay. All right. That's awesome.
I'm willing to. I will shake on it. We shake on it, too.
So I'm gonna also put this out there. I don't know what you have for plans, because I know you've talked about 20 minutes of showing her in the gym what the equipment is. However, the company where I train, they have made an offer of me gifting you being trained in their facility, and they have amazing trainers, men, women trainers.
That's incredibly generous.
All different backgrounds. They would love to work with you. We want you to do something you're comfortable with, but if you would like to work with them, they would love to work with you and help you through this journey. And I would train with you. I work out with partners. Sometimes Jamie will put me with partners just because it's motivating for them, because they've never done it before. And so I might once a week like work out with someone who's brand new and I don't even know them, but it's just super fun because, you know, you're just like in yoga, you're challenging yourself. It's not a competition.
That's an extremely, extremely generous offer, because I know, like, I feel like I'm in the position, if I really tried, I could figure this out and, you know, financially, et cetera, I could do that. So if you don't mind me presenting a request, I would love to do that if I can get a listener who doesn't have the means to do training and they could do it with me.
How about that?
Oh, my God. I'm going to cry. Oh, my gosh. That's so sweet.
Yeah. That is so sweet.
Because I know there's like single moms and working moms or just stay-at-home moms that just, they don't have the funds or they don't have the means. And
the peer pressure will kill her.
Well, Tommy's a listener.
I was just thinking.
Sounds good.
So if I could help out like another, and it doesn't even have to be a mom, but just another woman in need who wants for her life but hasn't been able to provide it for herself, we could go on this journey together.
Okay.
That even makes
are literally on our way there when we leave your show.
What's the name of this place?
It's Pinnacle Fitness in Buckhead, right near Hal's on Old Ivy Road, right in the heart of Buckhead.
Yep,
and
exactly
it's
where you're
super
talking about.
Easy to get to. Amazing trainers, amazing programs, very tailored to individuals. And it's real people working out. Mm-hmm. It's not, I hate to say it, it's not a meat market gym. It's a gym where you'll see real people like us with families and kids and jobs and people in their 20s and 30s, but 60s and 70s. I mean, there are people there in their 80s that are working out. And so there's
that's
real
who
mix
I'm gonna
of
be
people.
Hanging out with.
I train with a gentleman who's literally a retired radiologist from Emory, and he is 80s.
No. Yeah, those are the worst to work out next to, man. It's so intimidating. It really is. All right, Joanne and Sunny from Simply Buckhead, thank you for your offer, and thanks for coming in today.
You're so welcome.
All right, Kate, are we still on, or can I put these away?
No, you're
not going to need these.
We're on like Donkey Kong, baby.
Okay, let's go. It's the Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. Forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
So if you're just hanging out this morning, we had the most bizarre conversation like half an hour ago, and I got a real education. I got all the parts, but apparently they don't work the same as all the rest of the men on this show. Okay, apparently dribbling after peeing is a major, major problem for, it sounds to me like, 99% of the American male population.
Yeah, I didn't know it was a term for it. Now I know it to be dribbling. But yes.
You play basketball. You should know this term.
I should, right? I should. And yeah, I thought this was something that all men go through. Once this came up on the show, I'm like, absolutely. But typically, yes, when you go to use the bathroom as a guy, you shake, or sometimes you'll use toilet paper. You do whatever you do. But it just seems like no matter how long you stand there to try to be done, like nothing will be happening until the moment you zip up and go back in. And then all of a sudden you start dribbling again and get something on your jeans or on your leg.
This clearly is the one physical gift I have over other men, because this is not a problem for me. I mean, if it happens once a quarter, once every 4 months, then that would be a big deal. But all the dudes that came in here this morning, Messy Mikey and Jackson, with their ideas on how to end this whole thing, are lost on me.
You're one of God's chosen ones that doesn't have a leaky faucet.
You are blessed, my brother. Right.
I had no idea it was a problem, so how can we fix it? Good morning, Sonny. You are on the Bird Show.
Hey, how's it going?
All right, my friend. How are you?
I'm doing well. I was just calling to comment. I've talked with my girlfriend for a long time, years, about the same thing, about the dribbles. There's nothing more aggravating than, you know, having wet pants. So I came up with, a long time ago, the pickle pouch.
The pickle pouch,
and have some sort of a absorbent pouch that you put yourself into afterwards to collect all that.
All right, so Sonny, I really seem to be in the minority here.
Yeah, you are.
How often is this a problem for you as a man?
This is an everyday problem for me.
Every day.
I'm telling you, I don't know how you don't experience this more often.
I am a total and complete anomaly. Sure, it happens from time to time, but I mean, dude's coming with a pickle pouch or whatever it is. I mean,
I'm not mad at it.
Sonny, can you tell us how the pickle pouch works, please?
You know, I haven't really put a ton of thought into
it. I would trademark the name.
Maybe some sort of a absorbent sleeve with maybe like a jewelry bag drawstring at the top. Maybe like keep it on there.
Okay, so if this is truly a problem, and apparently it is, I mean, you already have that, what do you even want to call it? The door in your underwear that you never really use?
Oh,
you
know what I'm saying? Yeah, the hole. The entryway.
Right, entryway, that you never really ever use. So why can't you just put it underneath that as a nice little comforting...
Well, you can, but then it dribbles on your clothes. So he's trying to find a way to where it won't dribble on the inside of your pants or even on your underwear. Because if you have a pouch, like a pocket on the inside...
Worse feeling than cold wetness on you while you walk around, you know?
Yeah. Wait a minute. You don't use the little door in the underwear? I thought that's where you pulled it out and peed.
Sometimes you use the door.
Yeah, absolutely. But once you put everything back up and store it, then that's when the dribble happens.
So I'm learning so much about men peeing today. How many times out of 10, Sonny, do you use the hole to pee?
Probably 10 out of 10.
10 out of 10? I'd say one out of 1,000 for me. No,
you
I can't
never
even
go. So would you go over the top?
I can't even think of the last time I used that thing.
I mean, I do both, but like, if you have on a belt, it's just easier to go through the hole.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I just undo everything in front and then go that way. So it's
You take your belt. You take off.
It's all
like you're going through TSA.
That's what the zipper in the hole is for.
Yeah. No, man.
Why are you wasting all that time?
I don't ever use that thing.
What?
I use it all the time.
I'm like, that's the whole purpose for it being there, right? Yes. That's the whole purpose.
That's why I hate button fly jeans. I never got that. Like, why I have to undo 3 buttons instead of a quick zip? That's it.
So I'm today years old, but when I realized I've been peeing wrong my entire life.
Yeah, okay. Maybe you're doing better than us because we all dribbling.
All right, Sonny, if you ever trademark the pickle pouch or whatever you're calling it, man, hit us up. We'll invest, okay?
You got your first customer
right here. Will do, brother. Thanks, guys.
I see you, my dude. It's a problem.
This is a thing.
All right, moving on to Cassie now. Are you being the a-hole? And this has everything to do with Halloween already?
Yes, Halloween candy. It was only a few months ago, and I think... I somehow have managed to crack the code on not getting my kids to eat all of their Halloween candy. And it's not the Switch Witch, which I think is super cool. And if you don't know, the Switch Witch is where your kid leaves out the Halloween candy and a little witch comes in and switches it out for a present. No, I decided we're going to let our kids have the candy because I don't want to restrict this stuff so that they develop an obsession about it, which is kind of what happened to me. My parents didn't restrict it, but... I mean, I guess they did. But anyway, that's a different story. So we let them have it, but in moderation. And I keep the buckets in like the upper cabinet behind a closed door. And then I would bring it out and they would pick out a piece of candy when usually when they asked, like if they asked for it, I'm like, okay, this is part of the not restricting if it's like a good time. And then they slowly forgot about it because out of sight, out of mind. Yep. So there are two buckets of half full Halloween candy. I mean, yep. They've had maybe five pieces each out of it, something like that. And I'm like, okay, well, they've forgotten about it. I don't really want them to eat this candy. Like, it's not my favorite foods for them to eat because of the dyes and chemicals and amounts of sugar. So I prefer like other kinds of candy, like the Unreal brand or Justin's peanut butter cups, stuff like that. But those rules don't apply to me. And so at night, after I have the kids are in bed and I've had some adult imbibing, mm-hmm. I raid those buckets.
Okay.
I pull those suckers out. I'm like, Skittles, yes, please. Snickers, yo, don't mind if I do. And so I'm going through and I did start by choosing the candy I knew they wouldn't like. And then all bets went out the window and I just ate whatever I wanted. Well, my husband caught me one night and he's like, what are you doing? And I said, obviously eating the children's Halloween candy because I'm mother of the year. And he got really upset at me and said, that is not your candy to eat. And I said, you are right, but I am mom and I can do what I want. So mm-hmm. I'm going to eat this candy.
Mm-hmm.
I will make sure the kids get candy throughout the year. That's not a problem, but they don't remember it. And now it's months later. So am I the a-hole for eating my kids' Halloween candy after they've been screaming and whining at me for hours? Okay, honestly, they deserve it. I don't care if you think I'm the a-hole or not. I'm not.
Yeah, I know you are part of the gentle parenting generation and I can really appreciate that. But that candy is in your home, making it your candy. You are the parent. Do with it what you want.
Thank you. Anyone else?
This has nothing to do with gentle parenting, by the way.
They earned it. They went house to house. We don't want to hurt their feelings by taking their candy when they worked so hard going from house to house months ago.
There is an amount of time one must wait to make sure the child has adequately forgotten about whatever it is. But no, Bart and I do this. And like the candy got tossed at our house.
Oh, it did.
Yes, it did. He forgot about it, didn't have it. So in the trash it went.
How old are the kids?
5 and 3.
This is rent.
Yep.
Yeah. Listen, that's the way it was with me too when I grew up. If it goes into my parents' house, it's under their roof, it really belongs to them. I'm just lucky that they are letting me have it.
Yes.
So no, at the end of the day, I don't think you're doing anything wrong.
I don't think it has anything to do with whether or not you should be able to eat it or not, but I do think we should look a little deeper. And it does feel like, you know, you are trying to hide it from him, and it feels like if you're doing something in secret, maybe deep down you know something's wrong, that there's something amiss with the situation. So I'm not saying don't eat their candy, but I am saying maybe don't do it in secret, because if you don't want them to know, then maybe you are trying to hide it from them.
I'm buying into what Abby is saying, but I'm going to say eat it right in front of them.
Oh, wow.
Don't even hide it.
That's what my parents would have done.
Yeah, my dad too, man.
I'm trying to avoid problems. I don't want them to eat it. That's the problem. So in my mind, I'm like, if they ask for it, they can have it. But if they've forgotten about it and it's no longer there,
Like that logic.
Problem solved.
I like that logic, man. It's the Bert Show.
The Bert Show. Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Bert Show's entertainment buzz.
People feel like this is pretty clear evidence that Blake Lively really tried to take control of the movie It Ends With Us. This is a conversation from 2022 that Blake Lively had with Forbes that recently got resurfaced, that I think when it first came out, people maybe saw it with, you know, girl boss lens. Like, wow, look at her trying to take control and really assert herself as a woman in film and really wanting to be a part of every aspect of the filmmaking process. But now with the new lens that people are seeing things through, after all of the lawsuits between her and Blake, or her and Justin Baldoni have come out, people are hearing this with a lot different context.
They just wanted me to show up and look cute and stand on a little pink sticker where I'm supposed to go and say what I'm supposed to say. But I also knew that, like, that wasn't fulfilling for me, that I wanted to be a part of the storytelling, that I wanted to be a part of the narrative, whether that be in the writing, in the costume design, in creating the character. And sometimes I had directors or producers or writers who would welcome that and invite that once they saw that I was able to offer that. And sometimes I would have people who really resented that because they were like, we just hired you to be an actor. Yet when I went in the meetings, I would just seem like I'm just there to be the actor and ready to get the gig. I wouldn't reveal that I actually need to have authorship in order to feel fulfilled. So I think that for them, sometimes that might have felt like a rug pull, because you're like,
you're trying to assert yourself into something that we didn't hire you to do. And so it was like, it was a really strange position to be in because I felt like, I don't want to just like be an actor. Like I want to, you know, I want to have more authorship. So I think that it's about, you know, knowing what I want and what I need and representing that from the outset. And if people are into that and want to collaborate with me for all I feel like I need to offer and bring to a job, then those are the people I should collaborate with.
And I agree with everything she says, even in light of what's going on now, because I feel women should be assertive and should stand up for themselves and want to achieve more, et cetera. I feel like when you are signed on to a movie, that should be established out the gate what your roles are. So if you are hired as an actress, well, then you shouldn't get a say in, you know, or you shouldn't be able to fire people left and right who are doing other jobs on the set. But if you are hired out the gate and they're like, yes, you can have input on writing, you have input on this, I feel like as long as all that's established out the gate, then there shouldn't be an issue. So that's why I'm wondering what exactly was like, what was the contract between Blake Lively and Justin Baldoni when they did It Ends With Us? And what control did she have?
So a lot of the general public is hearing this as sort of just seeing a character pattern with her in terms of just overstepping her boundaries. And to her credit, I'm going to come to her defense real quick before I come down on her. She's saying here that I learned from my past experiences on film sets and TV sets that I need to establish that out of the gate, that I have to have control in order for me to feel like I'm being fulfilled by my projects. And to her credit, she came out the gate on It Ends With Us as an executive producer. Now, an executive producer, the exact role basically means that they are in charge of securing funding. They're allowed to hire crew. They're supposed to manage the budget. They're allowed to provide creative input and generate some new ideas. They're part of production management, developing marketing strategies. And then, of course, like some of the submissions for, you know, like Oscars and all of the submissions that they would need to for film festivals.
Yeah, I feel like this is a really unfair clip that people are highlighting right now, because I think this is a beautiful shining moment for her, or it should have been, that a woman can come in and at first she didn't have control of her career, and then she got experience and became more successful and had more input. That's the way it should be right there. And I think Justin Baldoni was or should have been very excited to have her on that cast, considering her long-term experience and his lack of experience. And there seems to be some miscommunication and also some inexperience on his part on exactly what she was going to be and what she wasn't.
Well, I think it's important to point out that she wasn't the only executive producer on this film. There were four other executive producers. It was Blake Lively, Justin Baldoni, Steve Sarowitz, and Andrew Califf. I might be pronouncing that wrong, but there were four executive producers. And so it's also important to remember what Justin Baldoni is suing her for. He's suing her for extortion, basically saying that she's going to executives like WME, who is his agency, saying, if you don't let me do X, Y, and Z, if you don't release my cut of the movie, if you don't market it my way, I'm going to essentially take control of your life, in the sense that, like, he's saying that Ryan Reynolds went to WME, his agency, and said that we will have you dropped if you don't listen to our demands.
And let's not forget, Justin Baldoni, while you might not know his name, has way more executive producing credits than Blake Lively does. So he's been in the industry for a minute. But I think the thing is, if you hire someone to be an actress and then they decide they want to start firing people and editing the movie, that's not your job. I think there's a difference between getting creatively involved where it's welcomed versus taking the reins and honestly stay in your lane.
Also, if there are three other executive producers, she might not have the only control to be able to do these things. So that's also important to remember. All right, Travis Kelce is speaking out about whether or not he'll return to the Chiefs for another season. I'm going to tell you about his surprising statement from his podcast on your next eBuzz on The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
Hey, everybody. Lady Luck here. And we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on FinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to FinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Big color, bigger savings. Sherwin-Williams Super Sale is here. Get 40% off paints and stains June 5th through the 11th with prices starting at $30.89. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.